and it's going to be a free kick to Handsworth Parramore to be taken by the goalkeeper Chris Butt. He plays a long ball down the left hand side, flicked on there by Moxham. Fagbola tries to win that second ball. Kay's there. Fagbola does really, really well and plays the ball out to this left hand side, and Linfield's going to keep that in on the halfway line, and now he's got an overlap there from Irwin. Linfield brings the ball forward, plays it to Irwin now on the left hand touchline, comes in Phil with it. Is he going to head to the byline? He is on the left hand side, goes down.
He's gone down, he's given a penalty.
He's given a penalty, and well,
did he play the ball is the question, and maybe he didn't.
We can't really comment from where we are, but the referee has definitely given a penalty on a tackle on Irwin.
It was inside the box, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it was good driving run that from Linfield first thing, and then Irwin on the overlap, driving into the box, gets the byline, brought down.
Dangerous place to make a challenge if you don't play the ball.
That's right, and we've 34 minutes on the clock here at Sandy Lane. FC United with a glorious chance to get the opening goal in this second qualifying round tie. It's going to be Irwin to take this penalty,
which is quite right, seeing as he earned it.
That's right. And well, Handsworth still complaining to the referee, but it's going to be Irwin to take this. Irwin lining up on his right foot. In he comes, slots it into the right-hand corner. Superb penalty, and FC United on 34 minutes take the lead, Paul.
Yeah, it was. I mean, nearly everything that good has in this first half has come around Craig Linfield, and again, Linfield played Irwin in down the left-hand side. Well, we've made nearly all the running. Irwin cuts inside the box. The fullback has to make a decision. He has to make some kind of challenge. I don't think he played the ball, and on that basis, the penalty was earned.
Hooper with a left foot in swinger, in it comes, it beats everyone, and it's Harcourt who gets that clear. It's going to be a throw in, and this is exactly where FC United would like this ball to be.
This is one where we want to see out the game, right in front of us.
And it's going to be Fagbola to trot over to take this throw in for FC United.
With a possible lack of urgency.
Yes. And why would you be urgent at this point? FC United 1-0 up in this second qualifying round match here at Handsworth Parramore. Throw in taken. Is Linfield under it? He makes a nuisance of himself. Ball cleared on his far as Kay. Kay back to Fagbola on this right hand side. Fagbola on his right foot crosses it in. Cleared though by Harcourt, only as far as Hooper. Hooper now. Hooper looking for options. He gets the ball to Irwin on the left hand side. Irwin not really in any urgency, but he crosses that ball in towards Greaves. It's headed clear. And Buttle runs all the way back. At makeshift left back now, charging forward, but still in his own half. Ball cleared high. Who's under it? Well, FC United let it bounce. Brady there doing enough, but the ball is still with Handsworth. It breaks to Handsworth. Oh no! And FC United have conceded a goal there with Pat Lindley right on 90 minutes. And as a defender,
and a horrible mess in front.
As a defender at school and playing Sunday League, yeah, I was always told, don't let it bounce. FC United decided to let it bounce, not just once, twice, yeah, three times. It was bobbling all over the place. No one in FC United's defence was taking control of that ball. It breaks there to that man, Pat Lindley, and it was a scruffy goal, but it's an equaliser.
In the 90th minute.
In the 90th minute, and that's probably back to Broadhurst Park, unless FC United could pull something out of the bag here in the closing stages.
And that's Tuesday evening. 3 minutes for FC to force a win here.
And, well, the goalkeeper does a Sam Ashley impression. And you said it earlier. We're having a bit of a...
The word rue came in, didn't it?
Oh, dear.